Hey, this is Ryan LaCroix of the Oklahoma Rock Show. I recently sat down with Morgan Hartman, the lead singer of Oklahoma City band LCG and the X. We'll talk about how the band was initially formed, their new recordings, and their GoFundMe that's raising funds to cover production costs on their upcoming debut album. Okay, here's my conversation with Morgan Hartman. Sitting here with Morgan Hartman, the lead singer for Oklahoma City band LCG and the X. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, of course.
So fill listeners in on the band and who is in the band right now.
Mm-hmm. The band, it is about 2 years old. We started June 2016, just four friends. Actually, Grace Gordon, your old co-host, was the bass player originally, but we later, she decided it's better if she was more of an observer and promoter. And then we got Caitlin's sister, Alyssa. Caitlin Lindsay is our drummer. Alyssa Lindsay is the bass player. Peely Wardon is our guitarist. And then I sing and play Moog. And we also have Billy Reed, who does guitar and a few keyboards too. So it turned into a five piece over time, but yeah, it started as, well, the name is LCG and the X because it used to stand for Larry Chin's Girlfriends and the X. And we were constantly hanging out, just the four of us, and at our boyfriend's shows all the time. And we all played instruments and had been in bands, and Caitlin was learning drums and becoming pretty solid, so we were like, why are we just sitting around watching our boyfriends play all the time when we could be up there writing music ourselves? And so then we just were like, okay, let's write some songs. And we wrote a few songs, and it just melded together really easily and really well and was super fun. And then we got LCG and the X.
Yeah, that's I remember Grace telling me the story, and I wasn't sure how public that was, but I love
it's
the
funny.
Yeah, no, I do too. And I think it's really interesting that, you know, you're sitting there seeing what other folks are doing, and many of you had already done that in some aspect, yeah, but you weren't doing it at the time, I guess.
Well, and there was just a lot of that, like, oh, you're with the band all the time, and that got really annoying because we're like, we're actually really talented musicians as well, but you get a lot of flack sometimes being the girlfriend when you go to shows, and you notice it a lot more when you're also a musician and you're like, okay. But we love Larry Chin. They're our good friends even to this day. I mean,
yeah, so it was nothing against them. It was you know, you're on the other side at the time.
Yeah. We just thought it was funny.
That's great. Well, you know, since the formation, I think you put out your first song in early 2017. It was kind of a handful of rough demos, like four songs.
Yeah, we had a four-song demo that Chris Anderson recorded in his room, and that was a lot of fun. That was our first recording experience. And then we just decided we wanted to make a full album, and we wanted it to be as good as it possibly could, so we decided to get Jared Evans at Blackwatch to produce it, and it's just become taken on a whole other life. It's crazy.
Yeah. And you have a new recording now of Runaway. Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit about that and why you kind of wanted to, I guess, polish up or beef up the songs. And is that part of adding Billy to the band so that you could have just a fuller sound because you added more people?
Actually, yeah, when we started getting in the studio and working with Jared, and because we liked the songs, but we wanted them to be a little more extraordinary and interesting and longer. And so once they started changing, we had to add another member to facilitate the sound because it had changed so much in a good way. And we've all learned so much. We were in the studio for a long time just taking notes, writing from the ground up on certain things. Caitlin would be like, try this lyric, and then we'd like plug that in, and each song just became so much better. It was really, really cool. We owe a lot to Jared. He helped us a lot. And actually this song, Runaway, Peely wrote from the ground up pretty much. This was an old song of hers, just a solo song she wrote based on an experience she had of the lyrics kind of tell that pretty simply. Just, I want to run away, you know, like, I don't want to be a part of myself. I don't want to be a part of yourself. And just kind of the freedom and vulnerability of being like, nope.
Right.
You yeah. need
to get away from
yeah.
everything. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I do really enjoy the stripped down demos that you initially did, but I think that this one is just that, again, it adds that fuller sound. There's, seems like a lot more synth on this one and, yeah. and, a lot of studio effects here and there too, that kind of help, and, backing vocals
yeah.
kind of. So, I do think it's a step up for the band. Now LCG and the X, that, you know, over the past 2 years or so that you played Norman Music Festival twice. This year, you're going to be on the main stage, which yes. is a big departure from the tiny apartment show that I saw in MF a couple years ago.
Show,
it was fun, and I know you've toured a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the tours and kind of where you've gone.
Yeah, well, we actually mainly just Texas. We love Texas. It's right there. It's pretty accessible, and every time we go, we have such great shows, and we've made a lot of really good friends there. So anytime we can, we try to venture out there. I mean, we want to go further than that. It's just been little stints here and there. We kind of want to get the album recorded so we have something to give people to keep with them after we leave, especially out of state. So after we get the album out, we plan on really doing some touring.
Good. Well, and you know, bands kind of come and go a lot. And so it seemed like when you guys, and maybe it wasn't a just, we're watching our boyfriends play and we're going to have a band right now. Maybe it was an eventual thing. So it seems like it could have very quickly just been a flash in the pan, like moment mm-hmm. that you guys had, but obviously there's something behind it. And it looks like you guys are having fun. And now that you're 2 years down the road and you've had all this success and you've built up this momentum, you know, how do you feel about the band and where do you feel like it's going now?
Oh, I mean, I remember I've been friends with Caitlin Lindsay, our drummer, for probably almost 10 years now or so. But I remember 8 years ago talking to her and being like, hey, you learn those drums, we're making a band. Like, that's all there is to it. And then it finally happened. And I knew from the second we wrote the first song, and I was like, we're going to make this something really great. And it's been that since. And we all just work so well together, and it's the best experience I've had working with people, especially, well, I've always enjoyed working with everyone I've worked with musically, but this one, it's like, you got this power, I got this power. We all utilize it and come together really well. And it's been super easy in some senses. There's always works and things you got to get out when working with the group, especially your closest friends, but everyone just adds so much individually that makes up for other weaknesses. And it's been a really beautiful process watching everyone come together as just like these really strong women and just kind of fearlessly go and get what we want. Like, do we have we need graphic design? Oh, Caitlin does graphic design, you know, so does Peely, and I have some connections and can do some networking. And it's just been a really interesting Megatron.
Ooh.
I know.
I like that. Maybe you should have gone with that for the name.
That's the album name.
The hell, is it? Is it really?
No.
Oh, no. I was like, we're breaking news here. well, you currently have a GoFundMe to cover some of the production costs
yeah.
to get the record. So the record is already done, correct? Mm-hmm. It's kind of getting all the technical stuff ready to go.
Oh, yeah. It's completely recorded. And we already have 3 songs mixed, which we've used the funds so far from GoFundMe to do that. But it's a 9-song album, so we have the remaining songs to get mixed and mastered. And so, I mean, we're getting close. Every month we get a little more money, but yeah, we have to go look at it. I think we're a couple thou short, mm-hmm. but we'll see. We'll make it work no matter what.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think getting this debut album out is a big thing for any band, of like that yeah. first real album
yeah.
To kind of like set you up for success. And mm-hmm. so I wish you a lot of luck with that. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for listening. And thanks to Morgan for coming into the studio to talk for a few minutes. LCG and the X is currently running a GoFundMe to cover production costs for their new album. You can find that link further down the post and see their video for Runaway. You can also stream that new recording of Runaway on Spotify. Thanks again for listening, and be sure to catch the Oklahoma Rock Show every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. on The Spy on KOSU.